Antifa extremists hospitalize populist German politician at campaign stall. By Chris Tomlinson on February 23, 2021. Alternative for Germany, UFD, candidate Stefan Schwarz was hospitalized after a brutal attack by Antifa militants in the town of Schorndorf over the weekend while campaigning for this year's regional election. Schwarz, along with several other UFD activists, manned an information booth in the center of the town on Saturday when they were approached by a group of around 15 to 20 people carrying hard-left Antifa flags and banners, the city prosecutor said. The extremists dragged 36-year-old Stefan Schwarz to the ground and beat him while he was down. As he attempted to call the police, one of the attackers stole his phone, newspaper REM citing reports. After the police arrived on the scene, Schwarz was taken to a local hospital where he was diagnosed with a concussion. The UFD information booth was also destroyed in the attack. Police later arrested five people in connection with the incident, three outside the town's railway station and two others on a pedestrian footbridge. All five are said to be between the ages of 18 and 25 and are currently under investigation by the Stuttgart Public Prosecutor's Office. Schorndorf Mayor Matthias Klopfer condemned the attack, stating, "Violence must never be a means of political debate. I am dismayed and appalled by the violent attack on the UFD candidate for the Landtag, Stefan Schwarz, and the destruction of the UFD's information stand at today's Schorndorf weekly market. The attack is just the latest on an UFD politician by far-left Antifa militants in recent years and comes 2 years after the brutal attack on MP Frank Magnets, an attack that was described by some as an attempted assassination. Antifa militants later took credit for the attack on the far-left web platform Indie Media, stating, "The anti-fascist Spring Bremen announces that we wanted to free the UFD politician F. Magnets of his fascist ideas on Monday at 18:00 local time." Last year, German security authorities sounded the alarm over growing levels of violence within Antifa circles, with a report claiming that members may be plotting attacks and assassinations on law enforcement officials and political opponents. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.